Here's Monsignor Stuart Swetland.
And know they love you.
Today's Catechetical Corner is taken from the moral section of the Catechism, Life in Christ. That's the third of the four sections of the Catholic Catechism, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And today I want to talk a little bit about what our goal in life is, which is heaven. Here's how the Catechism puts it in paragraph 1877. The vocation of humanity is to show forth the image of God and to be transformed into the image of the Father's only Son. This vocation takes a personal form, since each of us is called to enter into the divine beatitude. It also concerns the human community as a whole. So when we talk about our goal, we say it in different ways. We talk about the vocation or universal call to holiness. And what this paragraph reminds us is that it's very personal. Each and every one of us should be struggling, working, cooperating with God's grace to become the saints we are called to be. But since each and every one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made, we're each unique, that path and way to holiness will have unique aspects to our personality and our person. God has created each of us, and we're each individually and uniquely loved by Him. And so we work towards that personal holiness. But at the same time, holiness is a task for the whole community to work together to become the saints we're called to be. It's the communion of saints. And this is where the virtue of solidarity comes in. Later in that section of the Catechism, jumping forward to paragraph 2012, this is how the Catechism puts it. It says, "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son." So we're called to be other Christs. Isn't that a beautiful thing to be truly Christian, to be other Christs? Now, of course, I'm quoting from Romans chapter 8. Many of you probably recognize this, but it's also paragraph 2012 in the Catechism. "And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified." The glory of God, as Pope Francis reminded us, quoting St. Irenaeus yesterday, is the human person, man, fully alive. And we see in the Assumption of Mary that fullness being manifest because she is body and soul in heaven. And we too are called to that union with God. And we look forward to the bodily resurrection and union with Him in the glory of heaven. That's what we pray for. That's what we hope for. That's our goal in life. There's only one ultimate goal in life, union with God, to become saints individually and as a community.